You're listening to Purposeful Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Yolanda Postel, and I'm here to encourage you to be bold, step out on faith, and be the amazing woman God has called you to be. Let's get into this episode. The average person is told no 18,000 times before they become an adult. That is 22 times a day on average for 18 years. That statistic, when I heard it, it just shocked me. But then again, when I began to think about it, it really shows what happens to our mindset and how limiting beliefs are set in. We are literally trained to limit ourselves and what we want to do and how we live life. Some things are necessary, but other things are not. When you're young, you have all of these wonderful ideas of what you want to do. But then as you become an adult and you grow, you begin to hear certain things aren't practical. You see it on TV, or maybe you read that certain ideas aren't sustainable, or maybe that you're too old to pursue something such as a certain career field or to just try something new in general. And when these things set in, next thing you know, you are literally training yourself to be limited. Now, I believe that we all have limiting beliefs. I mean, that they're going to drop in all of our mind at one point or another. However, I have to believe that it's how we handle those beliefs when they enter into our mind that matters. You think about it. The poor person, the worst person out there in the world whose life seems to be terrible, and the most successful person, we all have the same amount of time every single day. So it's not a matter of time, but it's a matter of how we're using it and how we are utilizing our mind. A lot of times we can sit back and, if we're not careful, just go through life on autopilot, sitting down, watching TV, scrolling through social media, and next thing you know, your day is gone. And social media, sometimes that doesn't help as far as limiting beliefs, because there are a lot of things on social media that are not true. A lot of ways that people show their lives that it's just not realistic. And it may make you think that it's not for you. But all of that to circle back around it, to say that it's how we handle our beliefs that matter. You can choose to feed into the limiting beliefs, or you can choose to handle your thoughts differently. When those limiting beliefs pop up in your mind, it's up to you if you continue to rehearse it, if you continue to think about it over and over again. When you do that, that thought takes root in your mind. And the more you rehearse it, and the more you tell it to yourselves, it becomes part of your thought process. And then once it's part of your thought process, you start building on it and start creating your own narratives that may or may not be true. But your narratives that you're creating for yourself, is it real? Or is it just your opinion? Is it just what you think sounds right, but it's actually not factual? It's important to recognize those limiting beliefs as soon as they enter into your mind. And immediately, you have a choice. You can choose to entertain it, rehearse it, and make it a part of you, or you can choose to reject it. One of the first things to do is to just take a moment, sit down, and quiet your mind. Take a moment to breathe. Take a moment to just be. And then as you begin to sit in the quiet moment, I want you to think about 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So when that thought comes into your mind, you have the ability to pull it down. You have the ability to make that thought be subject and obedient to Christ. Of course, that again requires knowing your word. And understand that in Philippians 4, chapter 7, the word of God says that he will give you peace that passes all understanding. God will give you peace which passes all understanding, that will keep your heart and your mind. So you can begin to quote the scriptures, find one or two. Say, God has given me peace which passeth all understanding. He will keep me in perfect peace if my mind is stayed on him. In the name of Jesus, I bring every high thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. So you have power and authority over the thoughts that come into your mind. Use the weapons God has given you. The weapon is the word of God. But often we are living a defeated life or in certain states because we are ignorant of the word, meaning we just don't know it. So in order for us to be able to see victory and transformation in the various areas of our life, it is imperative to know the word of God. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So what is that one thing that you have been putting to the side because you have allowed your limiting beliefs to stop you? Have you put aside pursuing a new hobby because you think you may be too old? Is it a new career path because you're just scared that your life will be too disrupted by change? Or maybe you just don't think you have all of the skills and abilities necessary. What do you have? What can you do? What skills do you have that will work in the area that you are going into? And sometimes you're told, certain fields you'll never make money, but there's always a way to make an income if you really want to. Legally, that is. I throw that in there because some people like to be creative, but there's always a way to make an income, whether you're an artist, an author, or just a creator of various ways and various things. Or maybe you just have some things in mind that you want to design. There is always a way to make a living and to utilize the skills that you have. And I don't care what a situation looks like, your thoughts can impact the outcome. If you keep telling yourself you can't, guess what? You won't. You'll never make any movement. If you're always focused on the negative, then you'll never be able to see the positive. If you're always focusing on the things that are wrong, you'll never be able to see what's right. And someone said to do an exercise, which I thought was good. There it is, what is and what your thoughts are. And I believe you take a paper, you write it into two columns, you write what your thoughts are, and then on the other side, you write what's false about it. You know, what's the worst that can happen if you decide to pursue this new thing? And it really does help you see things clearly. It helps open up your mind. And it's all about, again, retraining your brain. Because sure, we start our life open, seeing the endless possibilities. Then we are trained to see the limits. But let's start looking at things in a limitless perspective. Let's be like a child. Let's go back to say, what if? What if I pursued this? What if I tried it? What's the worst that can happen? If it doesn't work out, then it's not meant to be. Or if it doesn't work out, you try changing it up again and different variations until it does work. But you will never know if you don't try. You'll never know if you allow those limiting beliefs to hold you back. And I know stepping into new territory, it can be a little, you have a little uncertainty, but everything in life requires you to step out into the unknown. That's how we learn. That's how we grow. And that's how we develop new skills. If you're always standing still, then you'll never grow. You'll never improve. And don't you want to know that you at least tried it? So it's all about your mindset. It's all about the thoughts you allow to go through your mind. Take control of those thoughts. Take a minute to sit back, breathe, and relax. Be sure to find some scriptures because God wants you to have peace. He wants you to have peace of mind. He wants you to walk in peace. And that requires you to take control of those thoughts and bring every high thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ through the Word of God. You can go from a limiting life to a limitless life, but it's all about your thoughts and how you process them. It's time to change it. Well, that concludes this week's podcast. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. And you can always follow me on social media, and you can find me on YouTube. And remember, as you go through your week, be bold, be empowered, break through fear, walk in faith, and allow God to lead and guide you.